Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa DeYoung. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator, passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the Menstrual Cycle Mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. Welcome to episode 100. I can't believe I'm saying that. I only realized that a few weeks ago. We were just very close to 100 episodes. And I thought, you know, on episode 100, I'm just going to come on and free talk and do a little reflection on the journey. So this will just be a short episode. And I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge 100 episodes and to celebrate it. Today has been a busy day. I've been doing a few different records with different people. I had one record with a listener of the podcast, and I had two records with graduates of the Menstrual Coach Academy. So, and then at the weekend, I had my hen party. We're getting married. Me and Richard are getting married in just 3.5 weeks' time. So it's very busy here, and lots of great things happening. But yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate 100 episodes of the podcast. So we started, I think we started in 2021, or was it, I can't even remember, it was during the pandemic, maybe 2022, and we're now in 2026. And I took a break in 2024 for like most of a year while I was building out the academy, which was really needed. And yeah, it's been a journey. It has been a journey. And I'm just so grateful to all the listeners and the students who've come on the podcast, students who've joined the Menstrual Coach Academy, guests we've had on here to share about their work, their personal journey with menstrual cycle awareness, their experience of coaching and facilitation, their experience with chronic pain, with trauma, with PMDD. When I set out to do this podcast, it was part of a desire to express myself more, to have more space to speak more freely, to have more space to teach, to have a vehicle where I could be in your ears for a bit of a longer period of time, to be in your back pocket, to share this work, to share hope, to share the recovery journey that I've been on, that lots of you guys have been on. And I really think it has been that and so much more. It's been a journey. And I remember when I first started the podcast, I actually took a course in podcasting, because there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes of creating a podcast. You have to learn how to record on the right software. You have to, at first I was editing my own episodes, so I was learning editing skills and learning the editing software, and then uploading it and sharing it and making the artwork, etc. So I took a course in a school in Dublin called, I can't remember the name, but it's like a business. It's a small company in Dublin city centre that do the podcast school or something like that. And it was so great. Our teacher was called Connor. So shout out to Connor. He's probably not listening, but shout out to Connor, because it really helped me to create this platform for myself where I could share and teach and express freely and share my journey and share the skills and the tools that we don't learn in school. And it has also been a place for me to advertise my services and share with you about courses that are coming up and things that are happening, and those of my clients and my graduates as well of the academy. So I'm just so grateful for that. Really wanted to celebrate, take a moment to celebrate 100 episodes of podcasting. It's a huge achievement, and I have felt just very grateful and not at all alone. I have a team now with me. So I shout out to Brianna, who is my operations and admin support. So Brianna does a great job now of supporting with operations and workflow in the background. And she helps with publishing and marketing the podcast. And one of her really important jobs is helping me with the Instagram page for the Menstrual Coach Academy. So if you're a listener of the podcast and you're not a huge fan of social media, do head on over to Instagram and check out Brianna's amazing work at menstrual_coach_academy, or just type into the search bar Menstrual Coach Academy and you can check out our beautiful grid that we've curated there over the last couple of years. And if you're a graduate of the Menstrual Coach Academy, don't forget to follow us and to share and check out the grid there as well. And yeah, if you're a graduate and you've not been on the pod with me yet, come on, email me, get in touch, and we can do a chat and share about your journey and your experience in the academy, and then we'll get you up on the grid as well. So my intention with the social media grid was to create a place where we could curate the amazing work that you know the graduates of the academy are all doing. And it's not just all about me, but we're creating a community, and I really wanted to showcase other women's work and other people's work who are in the space of menstrual cycle coaching, the graduates of the academy. And then we've got the menstrual master. I know I've been talking a lot about the collective, the membership, and I've really wanted to do it right. So, and then of course my wedding and everything is kind of in the middle of that. So we will be launching that towards the end of the summer 2026. If people are wanting to join a community where you are doing inner work together and doing process work together, and you want a weekly call to hop on and get coaching from me and get support from the community, that will become available very soon. And thank you for your patience with me. The quality of my work is very important, and I have to do a lot of listening to my intuition and really sensing into my own capacity and looking at my cash flow, etc., and seeing where I can make things work. So that'll be launching in the summer. But yeah, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful journey, a great couple of years doing the podcast. I've enjoyed every moment of it. There have been difficult moments, because as there is in any job, at first it was hard for me to like get on mic and talk. And then it was hard for me to get on camera. And I even said to Brianna, like, I'm not sure I'm really feeling this whole camera thing. And she kind of coached me through that. And we stuck with the camera. So we're now on YouTube. So make sure you go over there to my channel on YouTube. I think it's called Lisa DeYoung. Maybe it's called Menstrual Coach Academy. I'll make sure to link it in the show notes. But we're on YouTube. And yeah, there have been times where I've been going through personal things that have been really tough, and holding space for myself with that while also doing this kind of public facing work in a very tender, vulnerable, personal, intimate area, holding space for women in the academy, holding space for my clients, working with them, and then holding space for myself. Yeah, there have been times where it's been, I wouldn't say hard, it's just normal. Like in any job, there's always going to be personal things going on. But yeah, there have been things going on in the background. But I'm just very grateful for your loyal listenership and your support of the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast and your encouragement. And I know a lot of you have submitted reviews as well, and some of you have submitted feedback, and I really appreciate that. So yeah, I just wanted to come on today and thank you all and just give you a little bit of insight into kind of what goes on behind the scenes. We've got Roma as well. Before I forget, Roma is our editor, and she's brilliant. She's been my editor from the very start, because I did the editing at the start, but the early days, and she takes that on now. So she helps with the editing and the video editing as well on YouTube. So thank you to Roma for that. And yeah, it's just been a great journey. And again, like I've shared before on the podcast, it used to be called From Pain to Power. That was kind of the message, which still is the message, because everything I teach is about building skills and confidence and trust and coming into your own authentic power with your journey with the cycle with chronic pain and your experience of being a woman or your experience of being a person with a cycle, and your experience with other ways that you might feel disempowered in yourself and in your body. And so the From Pain to Power message is still very much at the core. And then we transitioned to Menstrual Cycle Mastery in just last summer. And yeah, so it was just a brand change, but the message is still the same. But I really wanted to hone in on that these are skills that you can learn. You know, this is a skill set. This is a body of work. We've got 7 menstrual cycle mastery skills. I'm going to be talking a lot more about them as we launch the collective, the membership. The membership is going to be essentially what it says on the tin. So it'll be a coaching membership where You can join for calls every week. There'll be a couple of different calls for different time zones. You'll have access to a curriculum on a online software, which is very easy to use, and you get access to very in-depth material that goes much into much more depth than I do on the podcast. So the seven menstrual cycle mastery skills, you become a student of the seven menstrual cycle mastery skills, then you become a master of the skills. You're first a student, an apprentice, and then a master of the skills. You're learning the skills, you're in community with others, and you are receiving coaching, and then you're paying it forward either in the membership or in other areas of your life. And through that model of learning, practicing the skills, being in community, paying it forward and getting coaching, that's the kind of the framework we're working in order to really reap the rewards of this work and come to feel better in your life and with your cycle. So anyway, that's all coming up. That's all ahead of us. But for those of you who listen, who are loyal listeners, I really appreciate you. I know you are all doing the inner work. You're listening on walks, you're listening when you're cooking. And I would just encourage you as well to take a moment to self-celebrate. Celebrate the journey you've come on, the things you've achieved, the knots we've unraveled in our nervous system, the choices we've made to have better self-care, to have better boundaries, to receive and be in healthier relationships, and to work on our fear thoughts that get in the way of us having peace with our menstrual cycle, and learning to surrender, practicing the inner seasons, menstrual cycle awareness, healing shame, gently working through our traumas. It's such an achievement what a lot of you are doing. So do take a moment to hit pause, celebrate yourself for being here, for showing up, for listening, for being part of this community, for taking a course with me, or for listening in every week or every couple of weeks, or just being part of this work and getting familiar with this stuff. Because it's not, no one is going to come knocking at the door and tell us that we have to do this work. This work is very much a choice, it's a commitment, and it's a practice. And yeah, I know a lot of you are really listening, tuning in and being guided by your intuition and being guided by your curiosity and messages you're downloading and receiving. I know that a lot of you are very in tune and creative, and you're really honing that skill for yourself as well. So let's all celebrate together for the journey we've been on. Yeah, I'm sending you lots and lots of love for wherever you are at with your cycle. Whether you have a cycle or not, or if you're journeying a chronic pain journey, or you're journeying grief, or you're journeying some difficulty in your life, and you're coming in here to tune in, and you're looking for recovery and healing and agency. Do take that moment to celebrate yourself, and it's a really, really important part of staying connected and staying connected to your journey and staying connected to your sense of progress. And like I say so many times, healing is not linear. And neither is my work or my business. It's not linear at all. But yeah, for me, it's been a crazy, crazy year. There's been a lot of ups. As I got engaged last January. It was amazing. And then Richard and I had a couple of really big arguments, which was really confusing. And no one told me that that was normal. And I was at a vision boarding workshop with my good friend Stephanie then in March 2025. And it was the first time I'd seen my friend Stephanie since I got engaged, and the whole room was like, "Oh my God, you got engaged." And I had just come out of an argument with Richard, and I felt like really like kind of like a fraud, and worried and scared, because I was like, "Oh my God, I've just announced this engagement to my family and friends and to the world, and we've just had this awful argument, and what's going to happen, and is this over now? Do I have to undo all of that?" And I had so much anxiety and fear and concern. And this lady, she was from a place called County Wexford in Ireland, and an older lady, maybe in her 70s, and she was there. And she just looked at me and she said, she was kind of like, you could tell, like she was like a medicine woman. She just looked at me and she's like, "Don't worry, Lisa, that's just clearing. You're just clearing." And it just meant a lot to me, and I won't forget it. So I kind of felt like, oh, okay, there's something happening for me that I don't yet understand. I'm moving through a big process. I'm moving through a big transition. The world celebrates marriage and engagement and all of that, and love, and the Disney fairy tale. But my reality behind the scenes was a little different, and it was kind of lonely, and I was getting a bit scared. So thankfully things are all good now and things worked out. But it hasn't been smooth, you know, and there were difficult moments for both of us. And then the pressure, you know, of a wedding and family dynamics and the guest list and the whole wedding industry and the wedding dress and all of it. Anyway, I could do a whole episode on that, but I found it all quite difficult. Enjoyable at times, but also very difficult. And I struggled to find myself within all of that. And it was a kind of a conflict of, I still want a wedding and I want a wedding dress and I would love to feel good and, you know, enjoy myself on the day. And at the same time, I hate all of this stuff about the industry. And does this mean that I need to wear a black dress? Or does this mean that I don't want a wedding? Or does this mean that we do something completely different? And that was very confusing and disorienting. And I had a lot of different voices in my head and, you know, people who love me and care about me and lovely women who work in the industry, like in the wedding dress shops and makeup artists and that kind of thing, you know, a lot of amazing women. But I struggled to find myself in it. And I think I did a pretty good job of knowing that. But it's been quite hard because it's just a lot of decisions that have to be made. And then I also didn't want to just be like, oh, I just elope. Part of me wanted to, and I love the idea of eloping, but it wasn't what I wanted. And I think had we done that, I would have gone against myself in a different way, if that makes sense. So anyway, that's a long ramble. Celebrating the podcast, a little insight into my personal life and the journey of getting engaged and getting married. I do feel like on a kind of a psychological, emotional level, relational level, I do feel ready now. I've been through a messy transition this year. It's brought up a lot for me in terms of like friendships and family and relationships and everything. It's brought up a lot. I think I'm kind of out the other side, and Richard and I are in a really good place. And I had a beautiful hen party. So big shout out to my amazing bridesmaids, Gronya, Emma, and my sister Anna. And then all my beautiful friends who came and celebrated me, and all the wonderful messages I got from people here, even listeners and people following me on social media. I was just so grateful for that. I haven't been sharing a lot of personal stuff on Instagram just because I've been busy and feel a bit disconnected from that. And mostly just sharing the podcast and like posts that Brianna and I work on every week. But I did feel like I wanted to share the hen party because it was just a big bang of fun, you know, and glitter and excitement. So have a look at the pics on my Instagram. And anyway, that's a little update from me. Coming up in the next few episodes, we've got interviews with graduates of the Menstrual Coach Academy. I do talk about the academy, but I try to not make it a sales pitch. It's very much about the graduates' professional journey on there and their different topics we're exploring. So a big topic coming up at the moment is PMDD. Another big topic that's coming up is trauma healing. Yeah, different ways of kind of navigating our emotions. We've got a couple of interesting episodes coming up in the next while. And because they're interviews, it's not just me. And I think it's nice, you know, to hear from different people who are doing the work and listening to their stories and being inspired by their pain to power stories and where they're at. So tune in and enjoy that. And again, celebrate yourself. I'm going to celebrate myself for 100 episodes. And thank you so much to Brianna and to Roma for being amazing, loyal colleagues and peers with me in the academy. And that is it for now. So have a great rest of your day. Go celebrate yourself, and I will speak to you very soon. Oh, and before I go, I would love it if you share the podcast with anyone you feel like would benefit from an episode. Have a look through our episodes, see which one resonates, send it on to a family or friends. I would love as well a review. You can leave a review on, I think, Spotify, on Apple. You can click on the ratings. And you can also go over to YouTube and hit like or subscribe and do all the things. Send some love over to the team here at the Academy and Menstrual Cycle Mastery. And that's it. Thank you so much, everyone, and big love to you all. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.